You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome back, cowboys and cowgirls, to a very... I don't know if sympathy filled, sadness filled episode of Ingles and Ian, a Cowboys Ride for Free.com pod. I don't know why I can't do that anymore. I used to be able to do this without fail, and now I can't, and that sucks. But anyway, as always, you're a good friend of mine, Mr. Ian. How are you doing today, buddy?
Man, I've been okay. This is a very somber episode, like you said. Just because that there's not going to be any Cowboy sports for a few months. I don't think it's back until September, any of the sports. Maybe I'm wrong, but
I think it's like 81 days till football, which I think is pretty much the first sport to get going.
Sheesh. Can we make it till then? We'll see. But I think we will. So it'll all be good.
So the weekend and Monday that was, what were your thoughts?
What thoughts do you want first? My baseball thoughts or my softball thoughts?
Whatever's more pertinent in your mind.
I don't know whatever that word you said was.
The most important in the forefront.
Okay. Okay. I'll go ahead and do softball. I really thought that this was going to be, they gave me hope whenever they beat OU. The hope grew whenever Florida State, Virginia Tech, Alabama, they all bowed out in the first and second rounds. Their side of the bracket was wide open, and all they had to do was beat Texas once. They did not beat Texas once.
That was tough. That was so tough. I was like, they can at least take one out of two. There's no way Texas is beating them twice. So what the weird thing happened, so I was kind of flipping between them. Whenever I would change the TV from one game to another, the opposing team was in the process of hitting a home run. It happened three times where I go from softball to baseball, baseball back to softball, softball back to baseball. It was just like, I can't. Like the last one that ended up happening was the one where it was over the left field fence for Texas to come back from, they were down 5-0 to 5-3. And like, I thought she had it and the game would be over close to it. I mean, we were so close to just getting out of that, going against OU. I mean, it is, that was tough. And to be fair for me, I didn't think the men were going to win just because of how much and how crazy it had been in that Stillwater Regional.
Sorry. With the way the Stillwater region looked, and I said on last week's podcast that it would not surprise me if Arkansas won. I didn't have a lot of faith in this Oklahoma State team, and I had some faith. I was like, it was either going to be them or Arkansas, right? And they almost blew it against Missouri State, but somehow they scored 29 runs, which was more than their football team did against Missouri State, which is just bizarre. And then they, got two touchdowns on Arkansas, while Arkansas only had a touchdown and a field goal in that game. Pretty impressive. In the second game, they almost had it, but they blew it 7-3. I mean, like Arkansas, they were the last year's number one overall seed. So, I mean, like, I assume that they were still a good team. And again, I don't keep up with college baseball as much as I probably should. So that was one of those things where in that regional, that was always going to be a tough out. But I think I said it the other day. Josh Holliday's seat is now a mild sauce level of heat because of the level of craziness in that Stillwater regional. He gets a pass because I was talking about earlier this was last week as well. He doesn't lose if he doesn't win this regional. I think you put him on the hot seat. Well, it was a pretty crazy regional. You get a small pass,
Well,
is
and the
what
way
it
they
is.
came back, like I remember watching the tweets come out and it's like, oh, they're down 12-0, and then the next thing you know, they're winning. And like I saw some crazy stat that they played three games and the two teams combined for over 100 runs in three games, which is insane in baseball. That's how we're doing football, much less baseball.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely insane by baseball standards, and I mean, we were kind of witnesses to just unbelievable chaos. And that's all it was, really, is just chaos. So at that point it is what it is. But it's one of those things where like you score 29 runs and 14 runs in two games. But you can only score three in that following game. That's when I'm like, you're like, really? That's how you're gonna go out? Because it
Yeah,
did
but
make it
it's
another
also
like,
like you're getting torched, right? Like
yeah.
you're, but they were also giving up a ton of runs. That's a thing too, right? Their
Oh yeah.
bullpen was bled. I mean, I honestly expected them to lose just because of how the last couple of games went. So them losing didn't hurt as bad as softball. I mean, softball, I really thought this was a year. Like they were gonna maybe not beat OU, but they were gonna get to the Natty game. I mean, and they were what, six outs away at one point, right? So it's hard to not, and granted, we both teams came into the season with a whole lot of hype, top tens, everything else. But for the women to come that close to a Natty, with how bad they were just 4 or 5 years ago, that's saying something. Like I feel like this is a win for, I mean, it's obviously a loss and it sucks, but it's kind of a win for the program in general, which will help start pulling in recruits and transfer portal people.
Yeah, the one thing I was really bummed about, it was losing to Texas. I wanted
Yeah.
Miranda
Oh,
Hires
no.
to get the last laugh against them. I want my buddy Sam Hutchins because Texas, their catcher, I think either like misread or is like intentionally misusing a story that he wrote and. He did nothing wrong, but is going after him, which is completely unnecessary. And it almost makes me like, either way, I think OU's going to sweep them in two. So it's not going to matter at the end of the day.
They're -600 right now.
Would not surprise, like, I'm not surprised by that at all.
They might be even bigger. That's what I heard on the like driving into work this morning. They were -600.
Like I watched that game on Saturday between the two. Like it, there's not going to be a whole lot of difference. And at least I think Oklahoma State would have been a three-game series. Not saying they would have won. I think it would have been a three-game series, and I think it would have been a much better series and much more entertaining. So them dropping those two, and especially the that
That
second
second one
game,
was tough. That was
that
tough.
and that was one of those things where you're like, wow, we are a cursed organization. We are a cursed college. Like, with everything that's happened, like, oh, OSU, they host in baseball, host a regional and they lost. Softball, whatever that was in that fifth inning, that fifth inning collapse. It was the fifth and the fourth inning. Football, 1 yard short in the Big 12 championship. Basketball, postseason ban. Women's basketball, coach got fired. Wrestling, AJ Ferrari, our arguably best wrestler, gets in a car wreck, misses the complete second half of the season. I think Dalton Figgs, which was going to be like the guy, gets runner up again. Like, it is a, like, you can't win. I got, well, I guess Equestrian did win a national title, which good for them. But you're not, respectfully, you're not going to brag about an Equestrian title.
Hey, I will.
Go for it. I was like, that's just something I don't want to bring up in an argument where it's like, oh yeah, well, Equestrian. They're like, what? What are you talking about?
I mean,
Oh.
it's been a
And
weird year. I think part of it is because this is the first time in a long time that so many sports have been in it. I mean, softball hasn't been in it for a long, well, basically ever. Baseball is really hit or miss, no pun intended. Basketball hasn't been good for a while. I mean, the Cade year was the Cade year, but they only made it to the round 32. I mean, it's the first time in a long time that there have been a lot of sports that were like, yeah, we're legit natty contenders here.
yeah, that was, and it sucks that you can't win just like one. You lost all of them. It stinks. There's no way around it.
Yeah. I feel like softball will be there again next year. Yeah, we're losing some players, but again, transfer portal, everything else. I feel like that program is really on the upward swing. Baseball, kind of feels caught in a rut. Like they're going to be regional, super regional teams, but maybe not Omaha teams. I don't know. I mean, this is last year of football as we know it, so that's going to be a whole different ball game. I mean,
Football
OU
is
should be
completely unknown
down.
for me.
Do what?
Football is completely unknown for me. Look at the betting odds. OU is the favorite, but
They're going to be the
like
favorite. I mean, that's
Texas
just.
has improved. Baylor's still Baylor. Like, I, and who knows with Oklahoma State.
Yeah,
Spoiler
who?
alert for my prediction, which is the same prediction every year, 9-3 Alamo Bowl. I mean, it's just that.
I thought it was the Cheez-It Bowl, not the Alamo Bowl.
No, it's always been 9-3 Alamo Bowl. Every preseason, it's always been that for the most part.
That's probably a good idea, but OU, I mean, they've lost so much. Texas is still, well, Texas, they lose when they shouldn't.
I like the QB they got, Quinn Ewers, Xavier Worthy still there, Bijan Robinson still there. So, like, I mean, their offense is going to be lethal. I think they got a couple defensive guys in the transfer portal. I
But
mean,
they say that we say that
they
every
do say that
year about.
every year, but I, it's one of those things where this year they actually have something. It's
Well,
not
they
just
could actually
like,
spend the money on players instead of having to recruit them.
yeah.
Mean, this is a bit off topic, but you see what Jason Day said of Jason Day, the head coach of Ohio State.
Ryan Day?
Ryan Day, sorry, Jason Day, the golfer. he's like, yeah, we need 13 million of NIL money to keep our roster together. Like, that's how quickly this NIL stuff has proliferated, that the head coach of Ohio State, arguably, well, besides Texas, might be the most well-funded athletic department in the country, saying, hey, donors, everyone else, we need an extra $13 million to keep our roster together. That is insane.
Yeah, no, it's nuts, and it's only going to get just crazier and crazier by that point. Like, who knows how much Alabama needs? Like, this is gonna be nothing new by the time we talk about it. It'll be nuts.
All right, Ian. This is sort of the end of the year, so to speak, in Oklahoma State sports. Give us your high, your low, in the most interesting part of the year that has been in Oklahoma State sports.
I think you could come up with, you can go with two highs. Softball Big 12 championship beating OU, or Bedlam victory in football. I think it is those, because the fallout after it makes this win feel like two. I think the low, and you might disagree with me on this, I think the low was losing to Texas in this semifinal. I think it absolutely, that is the most crushing, because it felt like this could be it. And if they lost OU in the national championship, I think I'd be okay with that, because that would have been the first ever championship series they made. Because the last time they did that, it was like AIAW tournament in 1982 where they lost to A&M. Getting to that championship series would have been huge. And the reason why I don't say the heartbreak, which I think you might say was the 1 yard short, was because we made the Fiesta Bowl and then we won that. And I think if you gave me a choice between the Fiesta or the Sugar Bowl, I might say the Fiesta Bowl. So I wasn't too mad about that. The playoff spot was there, but let's be honest. You think Spencer Sanders is torching Alabama's defense? No. You think Spencer Sanders is torching Georgia's defense? No. Michigan's defense? Probably not. I think that was the best position OU could be in, or OSU could be in, was a Fiesta Bowl victory.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
That feels like some recency bias, but okay. High for me. This is tough. They're both football, but I'm kind of tossing it up. That pick six against Texas, when we were down, great. And also Bedlam. I mean, Bedlam was insane. Yeah, absolutely insane. Big 12 title game, definitely losing to Baylor, especially because I was there. And there's some other personal, if you listen to the podcast at all, you know there's personal stuff wrapped up in there too. And man, that being there, I have never been anywhere as loud as that stadium was in that moment. It was awe-inspiring. Like, I never knew humanity could be that loud. It was crazy. Weird. Well, and also like a sort of a down thing is I was really getting into the women's team, and then our best two golfers transfer, so that makes me worry about the program in general.
But
they made it. They did well in the tournament. Everything else, not as great as we had hoped, but and just out and out weird thing. Watching Oklahoma State men's play basketball, because you never knew who would show up. Is it that team that's going to put up 50 and hold the other team to 40, or put up 90 and lose by 20? Who knows? And that was always the roll of dice. You put on the men's basketball game, you're like, okay, what team is showing up tonight?
Oh, wait. You want to talk about heartbreak? Them getting banned unjustly? There's heartbreak right there.
That is some heartbreak. But in the moment, nothing will top. Nothing will top Big 12 for me. Because
I disagree with them, because at least they made the Fiesta Bowl. That was it for softball.
Yeah, I mean, I get it, but I don't know. I just like football more than I like softball. No offense to anybody, but that's it. You know, I just prefer watching football, and you know, I've been following those guys for a long time, and I haven't been following softball nearly as close for as long. So, I mean, to see Malcolm and all those guys lose that way was just brutal. Especially because, it would have been one thing if we were at full strength, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All of that, but we weren't, and it would have been one thing to be like, okay, yeah, you took our best punch and you survived it. It was, you took our second or third best punch and you still only survived it by half a yard. And it was Baylor, and I hate Baylor. I don't know. It's just, that one hurt. And I was there, like I said, I was there, and oof. That was heartbreak for me. That was, in terms of Oklahoma State heartbreak, there's the only thing that comes close to it. No, other way around. The only thing it comes close to is Iowa State 2011. Like, that's the only thing when it comes to Oklahoma State heartbreak in terms of on the field. I'm going to talk about other stuff off the field, but on the field, that is the second most heartbreaking thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, I would probably argue that. Yeah.
And you were what, like 12 when 2011 happened?
Yeah. But I still was like, oh, that really, really sucked.
Yeah, well, you don't remember when we were just awful.
I was not alive for the Remember the 10 thing either.
Oh, that was brutal. And then, you know, that was just, and then the coaches, because that was like the worst part about what happened in 2011 was that's when the women's coach went down. In a wreck, and it was just this like terrible, terrible moment. And I just remember me and my now ex-wife, we were at a bar in Stillwater watching the game, and everyone was just like super somber until the game started. And it's like, all right, let's go. It was like, it wasn't going to make it better, but it was going to make it a whole lot less bad. And then Quinn Sharp made that field goal. They ruled wide right. I will take that to my grave that he made that field goal. But then that happened, and we all just had to like carry the weight of this. Honestly, someone who has been at that point had been around the program for a while at that point, you know, in terms of being a fan and everything else. I never thought we'd be that close to a national title berth, you know, like, we were, in my opinion, the best team in football. And we were just, and I don't know, the Big 12 title game kind of felt like that too. I don't think we're the best team in football this year, but just had that just moment to it.
Yeah, you know, even if Oklahoma State wins that game, they may not make the playoff.
Well,
Because
that
when you look at what happened the rest of the day,
you're
Alabama
right.
won. I still think they might have chose Cincinnati over OSU.
But at least we
So
could have
then
been righteously pissed about not getting in instead of that. And it would have been another thing if they had lost, Baylor had been up by three for 5 minutes and we just couldn't put it in, right?
yeah.
It is there's certain specific Oklahoma State moments that will be burned in my brain for my entire life. And one of them is the running back pushing out on that pylon cam. It just coming short. Quinn Sharp missing the kick, missing quote unquote the kick. Whedon's first touchdown, I'll never forget. Man, there's a bunch. There's a bunch there that are burned in, but like those are like top for me. I'll never forget Whedon's first touchdown because everyone had talked about him and the season was going like we weren't going to make a bowl game at that point. Whedon comes in, first touchdown, rolls right, fires off his back foot to Blackman in the back of the end zone, touchdown, come back, beat Colorado, get to a bowl game. Next 2 years are history. Oh, man, great times.
Yeah, no, I mean 2011 was a fun year, and also, I mean, I don't want to disparage the 2011 OSU team, but LSU was really freaking good that year.
We would have beat them 100%. They played too much tight man. Blackman was too fast. But speaking of Blackman, he
They had
got
Tyrann
he's on the
Mathieu.
do what?
They had Tyrann Mathieu. Mathieu probably
So
would have covered him really well.
well, yeah, he might have covered him really well, but you got all the other guys. I mean,
Yeah.
we didn't average 11 different receivers a game that season.
Yeah.
And Blackman is one of the only two-time Blitnikoff Award winners. I mean,
Yeah.
he. So even if they're shading Mathieu over the top, that leaves the entire left side of the field open, which they would just have exploited and ran through. And you also have to remember, SEC did not play tempo like they play now. They were, they would have been gassed by the third quarter. That
Well, they
would have
also
been.
had, was it Lauren Morris Claiborne on the other side? I mean, like they had a heck of a defense.
I'm telling you, man. OSU would have
Oh,
won by 2 scores. Might have been six, might have been 14, but 2 scores nonetheless.
heard birds. I'm in my living room right now. Sorry, but I mean, yeah, it is what it is at that point. I mean, that's one of those things where we'll just have the endless debate about it, and it doesn't. It'll never happen.
So, but speaking of Blackman, he is now on his first ballot for the College Football Hall of Fame, as it was announced yesterday, I think. It's like him and Tebow
Oh.
and I don't know, but I mean he should get in. I think he should get in the College Football Hall of Fame. There aren't too many guys that put up those kind of numbers.
Happened. That's one of those things, though, where I think there's been several people on the ballot that have not made it yet, and I don't know if he'll get in because of the kind of alcohol hit issues he had outside of it. Maybe not. We'll see. I hope he gets in, but I think it might be a minute. They'll let Tebow get in first. It'll be because I'll be like the Tebow class or whatever,
Well, I mean,
and then we'll see
Tebow, I
after
mean,
that.
no matter how you feel about Tebow personally, he is one of the greatest college football players of all time. I mean, that's just there is not too much around that. I mean, he's a first. Yeah. I mean, it's like Nolan Ryan on the first ballot of the MLB, yeah, you know, thing. That is for sure slam dunk. Should be unanimous, you know.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm definitely not dogging on Tebow. I was just saying that they would, like, if there's like a headliner of that class, it's going to be Tebow.
Oh yeah,
I mean, that's all I was saying. Was it Ryan Leaf's on here? Ray Lewis is on here. Marshawn Lynch is on there. Reggie Bush is on there.
And yeah, Reggie Bush is one of those. Yeah. He hasn't made it in because of the off-field stuff.
Yeah. Tony Gonzalez is on here. It's a lot of guys. LaMichael James, his first year on here. There's 80 guys on here. And then coaches. Which, Matt Leinart's on there. Alex Smith's on there. Julius Peppers is on there. Interesting list. I don't know how many people they let in at a time, but we're going to find out.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't know if it's like baseball, as long as you make the threshold, you're in, or if there's, or if it's like the NFL where there's a minimum that you have to put in every year. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I'm going to look through, is it the 2023 Hall of Fame class real quick, because I just want to see who's, oh, this is divisional players. So this is like D2. I saw like UCO on there. So never mind.
Well, they have like so many.
Yeah.
It's like they'll pull in players from smaller conferences to like represent their level or whatever.
Oh, I forgot. That's the class of, I thought that meant the class of 2024. My bad. So yeah, no, never mind.
Oh, Mr. Ian, do you got anything for us on this last day of Oklahoma State sports for the foreseeable future?
I do not. What a bummer, man.
That's a bummer. So if any of y'all good listeners would like to submit things for us to talk about, because it's been thin anyway, hit me up at Jacob Ingles on Twitter, CowboysRideForFree.com. We'll figure out something to do. I guess start previewing football season, which is 80-ish days away.
Yeah. Long time. We'll get through it.
I just remember what used to feel like it was forever, because there were spring sports for the most part for Oklahoma State were bad for so long. So it was as soon as football ended, it was until next football season, unless like basketball was going into March. But even then, it was just March at the end, right? Like, it's weird to be going into, you know, mid-June.
Yeah, no, it's, you know, you just go into mid-June and bam. It's a much shorter period, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah, me too.
Distract us from the void that is football.
Well, until the next time, for the first time, you're a good friend and I'm mine. Y'all have a good one.